Game one of a three-game series between the Cubs and Brewers. Left-hander Brett Anderson making his Cubs debut, while Jimmy Nelson will be making his season debut. We'll take it to the top of the second as Ben Zobrist faces Jimmy Nelson.
There's a drive in the right field. Ben Zobrist sends it out of here for the first run. Aguilar to the right side. That's through, a base hit. Shaw's going to be sent home, and Shaw is in there. RBI single, Jesus Aguilar. And a little flare, shallow center field. Baez is back. Oh my gosh! Ball is loose. Aguilar still running, is going to hold at third. And now we look at Javier Baez, who gives a thumbs up.
Here's the pitch. Low and in the dirt, it gets by. Here comes Braun. The throw is late. Braun scores, and the Brewers win on a wild pitch. Final score, Brewers 2, Cubs 1.
In his season debut, Jimmy Nelson goes 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 8. Chris Bryant ended an 0-for-14 slump with an infield single, his first hit of the season. Craig Counsell's Brewers were able to pull off the victory in the 11th inning against the Cubs. Here's what he thought about Friday's game.
No, it was a fun game for sure. There was a lot going on. There was great pitching on both sides for sure. Good defense on both sides for sure. Certainly a lot of decisions to be made, but you know, the bottom line is we pitched really well. I mean, pitched outstanding. Absolutely. I was really proud of Jimmy, how he pitched tonight. I thought it was, you know, it felt like he was really in control of what he was doing. You know, just good composure, good pace, nothing sped up on him. I thought it was outstanding. I mean, those guys had some good at-bats there. Brawny had a nice at-bat. You know, Jed had a really nice at-bat, just staying alive and battling, so... And then Aguilar, man, he's, you know, he had some hits fall today, but he also had a big RBI. So he's had a nice start to his season. Yeah, we're playing close games. This is three one-run games in 5 games, and you know, so we're playing very close games. And anytime you play a stretch of a bunch of close games in a row, your bullpen's going to get it. So we'll have to. We'll have to regroup on that after the game here.
Ryan Braun scored the winning run after a passed ball by Mike Montgomery in the 11th. Here are his thoughts on the victory.
You know, Montgomery has really good stuff. Two of his better pitches are his cutter and his curveball. So at third base, obviously, you're trying to be aware in that situation. It came back. Contreras made a great play. I think if he had caught the ball, it could have gone either way. So I was fortunate to get in there.
Your single led off that inning, but just the approaches throughout the extra innings here, what did you see from the lineup?
You know, it's hard, I think, not to think about hitting a walk-off home run, and it's so important to stay within yourself, try to have a good at-bat. That guy's stuff is way too good to think home runs, so you just try to hit the ball up the middle. Fortunately, I was able to get it started, and a couple guys behind me had great at-bats as well.
What about the defense, especially late games? 3 double plays turned from the 7th inning on. How huge was that to get this game to extras and get the win here?
Yeah, it's great to see. I mean, obviously, this is an extremely difficult team to beat, so for us to beat them, we need to play almost perfect baseball. Defensively, we did that tonight.
All right, thanks.
Jimmy Nelson got the start for the Brewers on Friday. He gave a strong performance, going 6 innings with 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, I was getting ready for my next start by the end of it. it was good. Me and, you know, some of the bullpen guys were in here kind of going crazy, you know, cheering and stuff. So that was good.
Jimmy, how big was it for you to get Bryant and Rizzo up, but with nobody on in each time you saw them?
Yeah, you know, all those guys in that lineup, especially the top half, you know, always battle you pretty good. You got to mix things up on them, can't really fall in a pattern. So, you know, Pena did a good job back there of, you know, sticking to our game plan and mixed it up on those guys pretty well and just trying to keep the traffic low on the bases.
Jimmy, the pitch tracking thing was confused with some of your changeups.
I threw a lot.
More than 10?
Yeah, I mean, the whole first inning was just fastball changeup. And then... I threw 10 plus. I didn't even throw any back foot sliders to lefties. And, you know, the curveball really wasn't even that good until the last, 2-3 innings. I got a better feel for it. just mixing two seam and four seam on both sides, really, and elevating when we needed to. So
that's kind of a mix you want, right? I mean, you're throwing four.
Yeah, no, I mean, and there was still a couple more things I could have done as far as using my slider a little bit more to lefties. You know, I used it a good bit to righties. But yeah, there's still some options there, which is good.